I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I'm in charge of selecting the activity.
And I'm James and I am in charge of choosing the drink.
And today we are in
Prague.
Which is in...
It's in Czech.
No.
Czech.
Yeah.
No. Czechoslovakia.
No.
Oh, we've been through this just moments ago.
I literally just told you this.
Czechs. Czech Republic. Republic.
Okay, so the Czech Republic is correct.
Correct.
But it has another, like, it has another name, which is what I just told you off mic.
I know. But there's so many names for it now.
Come on, you can get there.
Czech.
Czech.
So, Czechia.
Czechia.
Czechia. Czechia.
Czechia. So last episode, we listed the potential places we could visit here in Prague, which included...
The Train Pub.
The Thrill Park Prague.
Prague Pedalos.
The Pub.
An Anonymous Bar.
I mean, it was called Anonymous Bar. It wasn't just some random Bar.
Anonymous Bar.
And the Sex Machine Museum.
Woo!
But we have selected...
Yeah.
The beer spa.
Bit of beer and a bit of sparage.
Now, I've got to put my little message out there because I know some people are going to be very, very unhappy that we haven't gone for Thrill Park Prague.
Yep, chief shithouse here.
Which, if you missed it, I mean, go back and listen, but if you missed it, very scary, haunted house, 25-minute experience where people jump out. It would have been brilliant.
It would have been perfect audio for a podcast.
It would have been great. But I don't know if you know, but I am, you know, quite recently self-employed and I need my beauty sleep because otherwise I won't get up and I won't earn any money.
Oh, I don't want to go to the museum where the men and women jump out at me because I want to sleep.
I will, honestly, if we went, I would not be able to sleep for about a month. I genuinely think it would ruin my sleep for an entire 30 days.
Productive.
What's productive about it?
Just always awake.
Yeah.
So actually, do you want to change it? Are we still doing beer spa?
No. I think we should do beer spa because I think it does beautifully bring together two things that we like. One, a tourist activity, spa, and two, beer.
So, what do we know about the beer spa?
Well, if you missed the last episode, I am more than willing to summarise it for you.
Good.
It is a place, you know, it does what it says on the tin. You get to boil your...
Boil? We're going to cook ourselves.
Okay,
no. Because that's not good.
I don't think that's the PR strapline, to be fair. We're going to bathe. Bathe our bodies in beer.
Well, actual beer. Now, I've got, I have a question which I think is an obvious question.
Go on.
Are we bathing in a tub of beer?
Yeah. It's a beer spa.
We're not drinking beer from the tub, though, are we?
Yeah, what you do is, it comes with unlimited beer, so they put out cups next to your bath.
Yeah.
You grab the cup.
Yeah.
The tankard. And you slosh it in next to you.
No, that's disgusting.
It skims your thigh.
Because it's got old.
You skinned your thigh, and you take off some dirt from the side of your thigh.
You're talking shite.
And you bring it up to your mouth, and you say cheers. No.
So go on.
It's water sprinkled with beer ingredients.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's better. I mean, because no one wants. It'd be very sticky.
It would be a waste.
And a massive waste, like a full bath of beer, and then you just put it down the sink.
I mean, I also imagine it would be much more expensive than it is.
Yeah, I know.
So, no, it is
I wonder if it would make you drunk. Just absorbing, like if you were, so we're in water, right, with a few bits of like hops and barley and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay, if anyone has ever sat in a barrel of actual beer, can you let us know, did it make you drunk?
Yeah. I think that's a good question.
I think that's a great question. I feel like we could do a little spin-off. Should we try it out?
Or do a science experiment through osmosis into the skin. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Any scientists, could you let me know, please?
Before we speak more about beer spa,
yeah,
we do need a drink.
We do need a beverage.
Yeah. So what are we having today?
No surprises for the drink today. It will be a Czech beer.
Cheers to that. So tell me a bit about this Czech beer then, please.
Czech people love their beer.
Do they?
Yeah, absolutely love it. They love beer and they love bread. And they sometimes even call it liquid bread because they love it so much.
Liquid bread?
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of bread here, if I'm honest, but they do love bread.
I was going to say, it's not like France where they're like shoving a baguette in your mouth every 10 seconds.
I know. They love it here, but they love their beer more. They would choose a non-alcoholic beer over a soft drink.
You're joking.
And a Czech person would never, ever, ever, ever order a bottled beer. It's draft all the way.
I mean, I feel like we should go out tonight, and if we see a Czech person with a bottle of beer, what do we do?
We'll slap it out of their hand and go,
how dare you?
Yeah.
Do you know your roots?
And then all the local Czech people will cheer us. But don't know, we won't do that because that's violent. But they love draft beer, not bottled beer.
Okay, all so right? That's what we're going to be enjoying today when we're at our Czech beer spa.
Draft.
And this is how it works. So we're going to get ourselves to the spa.
It's a good start.
We're going to get cozy. I'm thinking robes. I'm thinking getting into the tub. And, right, don't be...
That is a good idea as well.
Don't be cross.
Yeah.
Because we could have had one each.
What, a robe?
No, a tub.
Okay.
We could have had a tub each.
Yeah.
But we're busy sharing one.
Okay.
Because it was going to cost too much money. Sorry, James. It was an extra tenner for us to have a bloody bath each.
No, I'm fine with that.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I'm fine with sharing a tub.
I thought you were going to call me a cheapskate.
No.
And I've managed to find one at the Grand Relax Hotel.
Oh, I love a Grand Relax.
You do. You do say that to me often.
Let's have a Grande Relax, eh?
It's £37.50 each for 30 minutes, and that includes unlimited beer.
Wow.
Other places, you can get it for longer, but I feel like 30 minutes is long enough for a bath, don't you think? And we're basically going to tick a box in the tourism kind of checklist here.
Checklist?
Do you like baths?
No. I am not a bath fan.
When's the last time you had a bath?
Years ago.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea of sitting, like you're sat in your own mess.
Mess?
Yeah.
What are you doing
there? I'm not having, like, mess in the bath, but I'm like, you just sat stewing in your own filth. Like, I just don't like the idea of them. And then when I get out of a bath, I have to have a shower.
Well, me too. I kind of see what you're saying, but I do think there's something very lovely and relaxing.
No, you get in a bath and then you're bored.
Nah, like, I'm not saying I have them often, but once every 3 months, a delight. I know people who have them every time they bathe. Like, every time they want to get clean, they have a bath.
They've got too much time.
They've got too much money.
And then you get in, and it's too much money because water's expensive now.
Really expensive.
And then you get in, it's too hot. And then you put some cold in, it's too cold. Yep. And then it's fine for about 10 seconds. And then your skin starts doing that weird thing. Anyway.
So basically bored. You're really looking forward to today.
No, but I like the idea of this because this is novel. This is like a novelty bath.
It is a novelty bath. And if anything, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I think this might be a total gimmick.
Maybe.
Don't you think? It's proper touristy.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm kind of glad we're doing it, because this podcast makes us do the touristy, gimmicky stuff. Yeah. We get to test it out for you and say whether you should bother, basically.
It's an experiment.
How many pints do you think you're going to sink, James?
I think 7.
Shut up.
No, I reckon 3 or 4.
Really?
Yeah.
We're only there for 30 minutes. I wouldn't, you know, don't.
That's one every 10 minutes. And what else have you got to do apart from sit in your own filth? That's it.
Okay.
You've got nothing else to do, have you?
If you do 3 pints, I'll be really proud of you, because let's not forget, you're drinking one now.
I know.
As well. So I know.
We do have things to do.
Of course. How could we possibly forget? Whenever we go to one of our tourist attractions, we compete. We try and find 5 interesting things.
5. And what are the facts going to be about?
They're going to be about Czech beer. So yeah, you're going to be quite busy trying to impress me with your facts.
Yeah.
Bearing that in mind, James, do you want to reassess how many pints you think you're going to do? Because you're going to be busy.
I'm going to be busy. I'm going to drop it to 4. No, I'm going to drop it from...
from 4 to 4.
I'm going to drop it to 3. Okay. That's 1 every 10 minutes with a bit of chit-chat.
Okay, well, you need to finish the one that you've got in your hand right now.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Let's go check out the beer spa.
Oh, actually, before we start and have a bath, James from the future here, hello. Chelsea just texted me and said, we forgot to talk about Patreon. So if you don't know what it is, it means you can support us and you get perks such as early access, no adverts, and some options. They have shout-outs and merch. Go have a look, tipsytourism.com. Click on the Patreon button that I've just put at the top. Either way, the podcast is still here. It'll still be free. But if you have the means, we would love your support. Right, back to it. And we'll be in a tub in a moment.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Here's the tram.
I love these. You get some old ones, some middle ones, some new ones, but the number 6 is as old as you're gonna get. Look at that.
Oh, it's busy.
So busy. Right, let's try this one.
Back door.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, what about you?
Good, thanks.
Thank you. So before the beer spa, we've been shown into an echoey chamber. Private, very private.
Yeah, it's two very distant beds.
If you are into social distancing, you're going to love this. If you don't like the person you're travelling with, honestly, very good. And at our feet is the biggest mound of salt I've ever seen in my life. How much do you reckon that would fetch in a Whole Foods or Waitrose?
It's the size of, like, one of them massive paella dishes you get in the market.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And the woman was like, don't put that on your face. It's just there for, basically, it's just for show.
No. It's energies. It's like crystals, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
But I would say there's probably £800 worth of salt there. We're talking Maldron salt. We're talking pink Himalayan salt.
Are you joking? Salt is so cheap. There's probably...
Are you joking? Maldron salt ain't.
There's probably 10 quid's worth of salt.
Shut up. No, Maldron salt is like 2 quid a
packet.
We're
supposed to be relaxing, not arguing over the cost of salt.
Okay, you're right. If you come here, please let me know how much salt...
They're not going to put us in a room with 800 quid's worth of salt.
Well, I think they noticed if we scooped it all up. But
there's no cameras.
Hey, I could put this in my little... They've given us silly little slippers. I could fill one slipper with some salt, probably get 8 quid's worth.
Have you got your disposable underwear on?
Not on.
I'm going to open it when we get in the next room.
Yeah, I bought mine too because I thought I'd like to give it a go. But James and I both bought swimwear because we are very, very British. Are you impressed with the fact that they've asked us to come and chill out here for 10 minutes? Like, I thought this was going to be full-on gimmick.
Yeah, no, I did actually.
And this is like very, you've got to chill out so you can really enjoy your treatment.
Unless they forgot to run the bath.
Oh, we're being called into the beer spa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we will put it inside the bar. And here we have sausages to beer. Yeah, so have a nice talk.
Great. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a really cool room.
This is brilliant.
Yeah, it's really good.
Right, time to get in.
Time to get in.
Ooh. James has got his kit off. James is in the disposable pan. He's not.
I was going naked.
You can do. Woo!
Your naked jacuzzi.
You've made me seem like a right prude now in my Slazenger cozy.
I have the wang out.
Well, speaking of wangs.
Yeah.
We got in here.
Do you want a sausage?
We need to explain this because I was not ready. As well as free beer... We've got a bloody free sausage each.
Each?
It's not small either. It's a bloody big.
Yeah.
Pass me the sausage. I want to try it.
There you go.
Hey.
No. There you
go.
Grow up.
Oh no, it's like a bit like a chorizo. Looks like it's going to be hard.
It looks like it's a very...
Oh no. I do not need that in my life. It's very sweet. You won't like this.
Put it in further.
Drop it. It's... This bloody podcast episode's already been disgusting enough as it is. Oh, I can't hear it.
Is it chewy?
It's very chewy.
Might pop that back there. We'll have that for dessert.
Okay.
So we have an array of taps here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got two taps pointing into the bath and one on the table. The one on the table's the best one.
It's the beer tap.
It's the beer tap.
Oh, we need to get on this instantly.
Yeah,
come on.
Right, so there's... She said turn it to 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah, get a good head on it.
And then that's that one. Ooh, calm down. It's very slow.
That's what, because you only get 30 minutes. They want to slow down your beer consumption with a slow tap.
But it does give you a nice big head on it. So at the minute, look at that. That's 2/3 head.
Yeah, I would say that's your technique more than anything.
Right. So we'll have that.
Cheers.
Cheers. Get drinking.
The first of many.
Mmm.
It's not bad, that. I thought it'd be really
shit.
Mine's very much for the phone. Well, I will enjoy that in a moment. And the two other taps is, mine is a cold water tap.
We don't need that.
No.
Do you want some heat?
Yeah.
I got the heat, right. So, right, that'll do. That'll do.
Lovely. It's also a jacuzzi.
It is.
And not in terms of the bottom gas area.
Can you, excuse me, this is a highbrow podcast. Can you stop dragging it down?
It's a travel podcast, guys. But they genuinely do have jacuzzi jets from an air supply somewhere.
Yeah, so this is supposed to be a jacuzzi bath, but we said, and she thought we were absolute weirdos, can we not have them on because we want to enjoy the quiet? But what we really meant was,
I said, I want to make my own bubbles, girl. And she said,
it.
I know you, sister. And then that's what happened.
Oh my God. No.
And then she did a Trump and then left. Might or might not have happened.
Do you know what? I was really looking forward to starting this podcast again. And I've just remembered why.
Stop messing about.
Why I've enjoyed the break.
Stop messing about.
The reason why we haven't got the bubbles on is because we've recorded. But normally, the normal thing is that you'd be sitting here with a lovely jacuzzi bath.
That's it.
The other great thing is you do get your own private room.
Yeah.
Because we're cheapskates, we've got one bath between the two of us. But there's actually three baths in here. So I guess you could have six people in there.
Good maths.
But they have not stuck us in here with strangers, which I'm very grateful for.
No.
It is cool.
It's a love, like, I'm surprised, I thought it was going to be all gimmicky, but they have done a lovely job. There's a guy staring at us in the corner.
That's a wooden man.
Made out of wood. Holding a pint.
Oh, so he is. He might be like the patron saint of pints.
Maybe.
To oversee our spa journey. And they've... It's just, we're in like a cave. It's very nice. There's candles, it's low lit. It's quite classy.
It is.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Very dungeony.
Yeah, but like classy dungeon.
It's like the medieval section on Crystal Maze.
It is. It totally has those vibes. But whilst people come here to relax and drink lots of beer, I'm afraid, James, we've got a task on our hands.
To make them run out and change the barrel.
And...
Oh, and do some interesting facts.
Yeah, and I've got a first one for you.
Go.
The Czech Republic drinks more beer per capita than any other nation in the world.
Do they?
Yeah.
See, they love their beer.
They bloody love their beer.
They drink more than the Brits.
They drink more than the Germans, because I think the Germans probably think themselves as the king of beers.
Right.
The average Czech person drank 147 litres, nearly 40 litres more than any other nationality.
147 litres, what, a day?
Yeah. A year.
A year?
A year. So go on, guess what the average UK resident consumes.
So Czechs do 147 litres a year, and what do Brits do? Brits do 110.
67.
Less than half.
Sloppy.
Shut up.
Very sloppy, Brits. And actually, Americans drink more, with 76 litres per year.
Americans drink more beer than Brits?
Yes.
What?
But it's probably like Bud Light, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, Bud Shite. yeah.
All interesting. Right.
That's interesting.
Woo!
There we go, we're off and running.
We are back, babe. Should we have some more beer, actually?
Yeah, come on.
Because I feel like we're slacking.
What does this lever do?
Oh my God, we've only got 20 minutes.
I think that lever does the head amount.
Oh, right, I'm going to sit back. Regale me with an interesting thing.
You want something interesting?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to tell you about Budweiser. Speaking of American beer, the original Budweiser beer was founded in the city of Budweis in 1785. And then in 1876, a US company borrowed the name, and then there's been continuous legal battles between the two of them forever.
So, I didn't know this. So, Budweiser in the US is a different company to, like, Budweiser.
Yes.
I just thought...
No.
It was, like, a different brand, like, per country. I thought it was the same company.
No. So, they've been battling for years and years and years, and the Czech companies began exporting it to the US. It sparked all these trademark disputes.
Oh,
they've been going on and on and on. The UK, it was settled relatively recently, and is that one of the only countries where you can have both of them.
I was going to say, and I think that's what's really confusing, because I've seen both of them in a bar, like side by side, the bottles.
So eventually some courts allowed that the American Budweiser was allowed to be used in North America, but Budvar is sold in North America as Czechvar.
No.
So there's loads of different rules in the different areas and different territories, and there's constant battles going on, legal disputes all over the shop. You can still get the original Budweiser in many bars in Prague still.
Oh, okay. But just to confirm, the Czechs had it first.
Yeah, Czechs came up with it first.
Oh, bloody hell, Budweiser America.
Because Budweiser beer means that you can, it's the Budweiser beer from Budweiser. Budweiser.
I mean, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Well, okay, I'm going to make a promise. If I'm in a bar that's got Budweiser and the official one, the Budvar,
yeah,
I'm going for the Budvar.
Bosh. Is that interesting, though?
Well, hello. I think you know that I love me a petty dispute, so absolutely.
That is more than a petty dispute.
Yeah, that's a major dispute. How many beers down are you?
I'm only half.
Jesus Christ.
Mm.
You are not getting your money's worth.
Sausage.
Go on, have a nibble.
Oh, no, not that. Anyway, so...
Is you're not going to try it?
No, it looks horrible.
It's not great. It's really hard on your teeth.
I can smell the sausage from here. The sausage is closest to me.
Oh, there's a face mask.
Oh, yeah.
We should put the face mask on. She said you could leave on for 15 minutes.
It looks like mint sauce.
Did she tell you that you're not allowed to shower for up to 2 hours after this?
Why?
I don't know, she said you cannot shower for 2 hours after this. If you want a shower, shower before. Did she not tell you that?
No.
Oh, bloody hell, I just got a load of that up my nose. I'm not sure I'm loving this.
No, I don't really like it.
But it must be good for you, so I'm going to do it. Okay, go. Oh, it smells so bad. It smells like horseradishy.
Is it? Oh,
now he's interested.
No, it doesn't smell like horseradish.
There's a spice to it, right.
It's like wheaty.
Would you like another interesting...
Yes, I would.
I'm not surprised by this one at all, because I would say it's very true based on what we have seen and experienced so far. Beer.
Yeah.
In Prague.
Yes.
In a restaurant.
Yes.
Is cheaper than bottled water.
Well, we have found it to be very cheap so far.
No, so many places. The beer has been, I don't know, like 39 Czech crown, and the water's 45.
We've definitely noticed, like, if you want a soft drink, like a Coca-Cola or lemonade.
So much more, like 55 crown.
It's like, what? Yeah. How the hell?
Do you know what? It really reminds me of the fact that in ye olden times, people used to drink beer because it was safer than water.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So it feels like it never changed in Prague.
No.
They're like, guys, much safer to have something on tap.
Imagine that. I did read, actually, that they tried to introduce a law where every restaurant has to have a cheaper drink than beer. The cheapest beer. But that law, they tried to bring it in, so at least there'd be at least one option that you, if you wanted to have the cheapest thing on the menu, it wasn't a beer. You could have, like, a lemonade for 5 kron left.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that law's got to. It seems to have gone away.
Yeah, because I definitely haven't seen it in menus.
New.
I have been checking specifically, and it is so true that beer is often the cheapest thing that you can buy.
Yeah. That's interesting. You can have that.
It's interesting and great news for everyone involved.
Yeah, well done. That's number three.
Yeah.
Can I please have a burst of some heat?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh. There you go.
More. There we go.
Yeah.
Everything is sufficiently sized. I mean, warm now. Good.
Do you know what's really nice? Sorry, I am relaxing a bit too much. I'll come closer. How big these baths are. At home, I cannot have a bath without my knees sticking out of the water.
Do you know, I would... I'm so pleased we didn't get two separate baths. It would be absolutely pointless.
They're so huge. Yeah. Top money saving tip. Just share one. As long as you like the person that you're... Oh, exclusive there. I might like James. As long as you like the person you're sharing the bath with, honestly, you do not need one each. They are massive.
Yeah. Unless the person you're going with stinks. And you're like, I don't want to be in that bath with them.
I don't know. There's enough beers and hoppy things floating around that it probably must...
Oh, you don't want to say floating around in the bath. Like, for example, Elton Pong. I would not get in a bath with Elton Pong. Not a chance. I wouldn't even share this room with him.
Oh, no. It is quite...
Or her. It could be... Anyway.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to go back and listen to the previous episode.
Yeah. You? Now, we should move things on because we've only got like 5-10 minutes left. I've got something, another beer-related fact.
Go on, hit me.
The Czechs are who we have to thank for creating a light beer.
Really?
So before them, it was all dark. So what they did was instead of... They found a new way to, you know, all the... what's it called?
Hops.
Barley.
Wheat. But
they air-dried it. And okay. Rather than, like, have it sit and do some other thing, they air-dried it.
James, as always, fully researching his facts.
So they air-dried it, which made it nice and light still, rather than sitting in a liquid. And because they air-dried it, it then became this nice light colour. And our tour guide yesterday said that it took a bit of time for people to get past this light yellow-looking liquid that people were looking at, because it didn't look particularly... It looked like another fluid, let's say.
When did you say that? I do not remember that.
You said that. I was paying attention.
No, I wasn't.
They basically... A guy called Grohl developed a
Dave
golden...
Grohl.
Not Dave Grohl. Developed a golden Pilsner beer, and it was the first light-coloured beer ever brewed, and it was an immediate success.
Everyone loved it.
It was exported all over the world, and from there, loads of other beers developed in the same kind of strand, but the first one of this air-dried beer, a Pilsner, was from Czech.
From Czech.
From Czech.
From the Czech lands.
From the Czech lands.
From a place called Pilsner.
Pilsner?
Yeah, it's a place. That's pretty interesting because it's my favourite type of beer. So can we have a cheers for Czech Republic, for the Czechs?
Cheers for the light beer that I like.
My cheers.
Not Bud Light, to be clear. Thank you. Quick. We need to do a cheers because I have a cheers-based fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh, drip. Good job, this is a drip tray. Christ.
Okay, cheers.
Now, before we do a cheers...
What?
There is a kind of... an old wives' tale slash thing that the Czechs believe in.
Mm-hmm.
When you cheers, you have to say "Na zdraví,"
mm-hmm.
Which means to your health.
About health. Yeah,
to your health.
Always about health. I feel like it's just the Brits that just say cheers and don't give a shit about health.
But in doing so, and you have to do this with everyone you cheers with, you have to say, you have to look into the eyes of them.
Okay.
If you don't, you get 7 years of bad sex.
Oh, this is a thing in other countries too.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've heard this before, but
so
okay.
So you have to look into my eyes, not around the eyes, look into my eyes.
And what are we saying?
We say, like nice driveway, nazdravi.
Okay, oh, that's a good way of remembering. Okay, yeah. Nazdravi.
You didn't look in my eyes.
I did.
Did you? All right, do it again. Uh-oh.
If we do it twice, does it counteract
so.
It?
Nazdravi! God. There we go. And if you're doing it in groups of people, it's bad also to cross your arms over.
Ah.
That's bad. You got to pull your arm out, put it back in, pull it out, put it back in.
Okay.
Or not cross it.
Okay.
Nazdravi. Nazdravi. Nice driveway.
Nazdravi.
Nice crazy paving.
Nice crazy paving. Right?
Nice double driveway. What do you think of that? That's good, isn't it?
Well, I like anything that means I can learn a bit of the language. So you can have it. I feel like we've got our five interesting things really bloody quickly. But the thing is, we just love facts about beer.
We do love beer. When you're ordering a beer as well, if you're ordering one beer, you signal one to the barman or barwoman on your thumb.
Oh, not your. I put up my. Is that an index?
That's your index finger. No. So you put your index finger up with your thumb for two. You don't do like the peace sign.
Like you're doing. Pew, pew.
No, you do that. You do start with your thumb. Pop your thumb up.
So you just give them a thumbs up if you want a beer.
Thumbs up, and wow. Everyone's happy. That's it.
Well, and that's our V, because we've made it to five interesting things.
Look into my eyes.
Oh shit, I didn't again.
Absolutely fucking brilliant.
We are back at the hotel. We've got another beer.
We do, cheers.
I've forgotten it already.
Nice driveway. Nazdravi.
Nazdravi. No, in the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
In the eyes.
Into the eyes.
Nazdravi.
There we go.
Nazdravi.
Another one protected.
So, James.
Yes.
Did you have fun?
Genuinely, I did.
So did I.
I thought it was going to be real seedy and a little bit creepy, but no, it was fun.
Honestly, I really, really enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, we paid for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I truly thought we'd be in, out. They'd knock a few minutes off the side. They'd, like, be squeezing every last minute out of it to make sure that they got the best end of the deal.
Yeah, they squeezed nothing. It was fun. We got our full 30 minutes.
Well, we got more than 30 minutes. We went in, they sat us down, we had a water.
Yeah.
They didn't rush us. Then they gave us 5 minutes to go get ready.
The water, by the way, not falling for that.
James,
no thank you.
James didn't have any of the water.
I was like, don't trick me.
Then they sat us down in that lovely salt room.
Yeah.
And then the beer spa itself, a full 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was really, really impressed. It was about 1 hour and 10 minutes all in all. And
woo!
I was genuinely surprised at how much it felt like a calming, relaxing experience. Like, that was a bit about self-care. Like, they took it seriously.
They did. It was like a proper spa.
Yeah.
I'm not some stag do churning machine getting people in and out. It's quite quiet, actually.
It was quite quiet.
I enjoyed
it. Not as gimmicky as I thought. The tubs were bloody huge.
They were massive.
Weren't they?
They were massive tubs for the boys and girls. tubs for the girls and tubs for the boys? Are you aware of tub girl? Tub girl is, if you know.
The way that you're chuckling to yourself makes me think I don't know what you're going on about. And also,
I'm just saying, don't Google it.
James.
Tub girl is not appropriate, so stop talking about it.
The last episode was bad enough when we were playing bloody porn into the podcast. Can we?
That was you, I think.
This is a highbrow podcast. Do you know what? Do you know what?
Stop bringing up Tub Girl.
Do you know what chart this podcast is in?
Yeah.
On Apple. I think it's in society and culture.
Yes, and where it belongs.
Okay, what was your favourite part?
My favourite part was, well, the unlimited tap was fun.
Yeah.
And the big, massive tub.
Yeah, mine was the same, actually. It was absolutely lush to be in a whopper.
Big tub.
Of a bath. It would have been better with bubbles.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that was our choice. That was our choice. But if you go, definitely have those bubbles on. That would be lovely.
It's not appropriate for podcast audio aesthetics.
No, it definitely was not.
So, yeah, next time, just have them turn them on.
Yeah, the beer was quite nice.
It was.
Oh, my God. How many did you get through, do you think?
Well, here's the thing.
Here's the sigh of I did not do it, Chelsea.
I had two beers that, like, I think I had two.
What a shit house.
No. But the thing is, because I've got the tap in front of you, you're constantly topping up. So you're constantly going like, oh, we'll just bring that to the brim. Another one to the rim. Another one. Bish, bash, bosh. So I probably had nine.
You did not have nine.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
I'm going to assume seven.
No, you did not. And remember, we worked it out in the last episode. You needed to have at least 43 to have broke even on the price. So
that's true.
You definitely were under.
What is true is that I didn't have 43.
No.
That is a fact.
What do you think needed improvement?
What needed improving is... Oh, I know what they need. I've brought it... Hang on. I'm going to go over here.
Are you coming back?
Yes. Because I brought it with me. This is what they need. is what they need to improve.
You stole it.
I did steal it.
Well, it was given to me.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to keep it, to be fair.
This, in my hand, is the disposable underwear that they gave me, which is the most disgusting thing I have ever seen. And I also think that if I was to wear this and walk out into the corridor, they'd arrest me.
Right, let me describe it. Do you know what I mean when I say the word tanga?
No.
Does that mean anything to you?
A country, isn't it?
I think perhaps if you're somebody who wears women's underwear, you might know what I mean when I say tanga. Basically, the sides are bits of string.
Like floss.
It's like floss on each side, and then you've just got like the pant bit. James, I want you to put it on, please.
Yeah, of course I'll put it on.
No, put it on now. You can put it over your jeans. Yeah, I just want to, I'm going to describe
honestly,
the coverage on these bad boys for everybody.
You'd fall straight out.
Well, let's see. The proof is in the pudding. That. Okay.
Don't say pudding. Say vegetables.
Pop it on. Oh,
oh my
sweet God.
It's honestly, it's worse than a mankini.
It is
actually worse.
I'm just going to say two words for everyone.
Yeah.
Low rise.
Low rise. You get a rise in that, that is game over.
Oh, God.
It's awful.
They did give me some pants too, but I left them there for them in the little pack. But I'm glad to see that you brought a little something home with you.
Probably wise.
Do you know what else needed improvement?
What?
The sausage.
Yes, it did.
It was a bad sausage.
It was bad sausage.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there was only one good sausage in that building.
Oh,
there was only one. And that was upstairs in the restaurant on the second floor.
Oh.
They do a lovely bangers and mash, I have heard, with a lovely Cumberland.
Right.
And people do rave reviews about that sauce, but that is the only good one. But the one that we had was vile. It's so horrible.
Do you think it was worth it? Reminding you, it was £37.50 each for 30 minutes.
Well, a few hours ago I said no. Mm-hmm. I would have said no. But after I've done it, I'm going to say yeah. I had a great time. I did.
Do you know what? For me, it's more when I think about how expensive spa treatments really are. Because so often we will go somewhere and they'll have a spa and we'll get well excited. I'm like, should we book a little massage?
Mm-hmm.
Then I look and I cannot believe the cost with like £90 minimum, right?
Wow.
For like 30 minutes of anything anywhere. So I think given that, the fact that you get, they're not doing anything, but it's a nice atmosphere. You get your face mask.
Your free pants.
You get your free pants. I honestly think it is a good price. It's not cheap, but I don't think it's overpriced either.
No.
And do you know what? Super touristy, yes it is, but it's one of those super touristy things that I thought was a real laugh, and I'm actually really glad that I did it.
I am pleased we did it as well, yeah.
What are your marks you give now out of 10?
Oh, I am going to give it a 7.9 out of 10.
It's a new series. I thought we were going to start with whole numbers.
Listen.
Why are you making this so difficult?
I don't know rules. I can do what I want.
Oh, for God's
7.9 is my rating.
Well.
That is at 7.9.
Well, okay. Now that you've said that, I'm going to be difficult too. So get your calculator ready.
I am starting a trend.
I'm going to award it 7.6.
7.6 and 7.9, that is a 7.75 average.
Oh my God, did you actually just do it that quick?
I am such a good mathematician.
James got a menge.
I've got a menge. It's Masters of Engineering, which had a math module. And my lecturer was Carol Vorderman, not Carol Smiley. None of that was true, actually. But I did.
If you're going to do a stupid quick joke, at least get the right person and not say the woman who presented Changing Rooms.
Yeah. Both lovely Carols. But I did do some math modules in my engineering degree, but neither Carol was my lecturer.
That would be, anyway, such, would be such a selling point for a course.
I know. 7.75, the average for our first one in season series 3.
Strong start.
Strong start.
So thank you so much for listening to our first destination.
Thank you.
Please, please, please. And honestly, please leave a review.
Yeah, do that, please. I've read them all. I love them.
James actually, like, that's how he gets to sleep every night. He goes and reads the reviews. Gets
over and
me
over
to
again.
Read them to him sometimes. Sometimes I sing them to him. Honestly, they make such a massive, massive difference to how this podcast does. So if you have 10 seconds, please go do it. If you are listening on Apple, you just need to go to the page that's got all the episodes on it. You keep scrolling until you see some stars. Please hit 5 stars. And then click on write a review. Just 3 words. It was mint. Bosh.
Or something longer for my bedtime story.
Yeah, to be fair, you know, he probably won't fall asleep in that amount of time.
Thank you. Next episode, can I say we're in another country?
We are going to another country because we're on a bit of a train tour at the moment.
A choo-choo train.
So it probably won't be hard to work out where we're going because we're literally going next door.
That is.
Do you want to say it?
Yeah, Bratislava. Said it. Try and stop me.
I mean, for someone who works in an industry, radio, where it's all about the T's.
Yeah, Bratislava.
You really nailed that. So we are really excited to speak to you in Bratislava, and God knows what we'll be up to. Until then, goodbye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.